Hello everyone, and in today's Tech Talk, we will talk about Stack Overflow. It is a question and answer platform generally used by all the developers across the globe. And today we have Ivan with us. He's a software engineer who has been working in the software field for past 8 years. So without further ado, Ivan, kindly introduce yourself to the audience.
Hi guys, hi to all. I'm Ivan. I'm 27 years old, just a developer from Italy. I work remotely for a global company. And since 2014, after my school years, and I'm most experienced in back-end programming languages, such as Golang and C Sharp. And during my spare time, I'm engaged with a lot of tasks with the community, such as writing, speaking, and also a kind of mentoring. That's all.
Okay, great, great. So why you started using Stack Overflow and how it helps you? And also, can you explain like what is Stack Overflow for a beginner?
Yeah, absolutely. Stack Overflow is founded in 2008, is a question and answer platform with a really smart system of upvote and downvote system. And it also involves tags. And I would like to say that it is done from programmers to programmers. I'm on Stack Overflow primarily for growing my knowledge and expertise. Because, you know, during our daily routine, we will always work on the same tech stack. So we use the same programming languages, we use the same services. So this is an opportunity to learn and get familiar with other stuff. And then you can potentially use in your next project or maybe help some of your colleagues.
Yeah.
And the other reason is to give back something to the community, because I really love help others to get better in tech stuff. And I strongly believe in sharing. So that's why I'm on the platform.
Great, great, great. That is good. And in your opinion, what makes Stack Overflow different from other platforms?
Okay. First of all, Stack Overflow is a community-driven platform. Okay, so the direction of the platform can be decided by the community. Just as an example, once a year, there is the elections in which you can vote your own moderator. Okay, so the people that you want to do this role within the community. So
okay,
this this stuff is not decided by someone else.
Okay.
And also the size of the community and its popularity, because Stack Overflow is a well-respected platform. And also it's really different because there is this system in place of downvote and upvote. So every time that you see a question, you get at the top the most accurate and up-to-date answer, while the irrelevant or inappropriate one will be deleted from the page, so you don't mess up with the searches that you are doing.
Got it. Great. So that is very insightful, the thing that you told me, that people decide the moderator, and I even also don't know about that. So that is good. And in your opinion, will Stack Overflow will be replaced by AI services? Because, you know, nowadays there's a lot of talk going on about ChatGPT. Now ChatGPT-4 coming into the picture, it is even more powerful. And then Google is also working on a lot of different AI services. And all these AI services are doing everything. They are like writing blogs, SEO, and helping developers as well, like writing codes and stuff. So what do you think, like, with these AI services, like Stack Overflow will be in the shadow or like it will continue to shine?
Okay, very good question, this one. My idea is that the response is half and then half, because for sure what ChatGPT and also other AI system cannot do is bring in the picture, I will say, the human value, because the humans can share life effects. And there is also an empathy with the users, okay? Because hey, we are on the same boat, we are learning the same things. So this kind of something that cannot be done by ChatGPT or AI in general, just because it's not human in the end. But maybe for the trivial questions, maybe the simplest one, this can be a good candidate to be replaced by AI. So this brings the platform to a more advanced platform in which we can discuss maybe only more complex questions. Okay, so ChatGPT can filter at first the questions that arrive on Stack Overflow.
You're right. I think it will be good, like if ChatGPT and Stack Overflow both are connected, because then like you have this AI power, then human experience involved as well, because there are some things that even describe in the language documentation as well that you can do this, but then a lot of people are finding problems. So those sorts of problems you the AI cannot like cater, but there are like few problems, simple problems that AI can help. Like recently I was searching for OpenSearch configuration, and the ChatGPT tell me the wrong configuration. I was setting it up and it was not working. Then I went to Stack Overflow and I get the right configuration. So because ChatGPT was not actually up to the mark according to all the latest data, so that's why like it was showing me the configuration of Elasticsearch, not the 2.5 version of OpenSearch. So yeah, there are like few things in which AI cannot give accurate answer. So yeah, it can be a good mix, Stack Overflow plus the ChatGPT 4 APIs integrated together. So yeah, with
Absolutely.
that, why did you start being so active on Stack Overflow, and what you earned with your engagement and all the upvotes that you get on your answers?
Yeah, I started to be so active on Stack Overflow due to various reasons. Let me summarize them in a bulleted list. The first one is to give back to the community, because I think that is an amazing thing to do. Because back in the years when I just started to work as a software developer, I always read stuff on internet, such as on Stack Overflow. And now that I'm more well-versed and I gain a lot of some experience, I would say, now I can maybe help someone else that has less background than me. So that's why I started to give back to the community. And the second thing is for the problem solving, because I consider myself a problem solver. And I really like solve problem and address myself with even more complex problems. So that's my second reason. Third reason, I would say for my learning and professional development, because by answering to the questions, you can gain new knowledge and expertise and grow as a developer. Then for reputation and personal satisfaction, because it's always good to solve someone else's problems. And the last one for visibility and career opportunities, because if you are active on Stack Overflow and the community tell that you are an expert on a particular stuff or topic. Also, the recruiters will use Stack Overflow to acknowledge your experience, and maybe from Stack Overflow they can guess that you are a good fit for their job offer.
Yeah, that is very nice because I have also feel that because recently, like when you apply on jobs, usually in US, UK market, all the big tech giants, they always ask that kindly paste your Stack Overflow profile link and LinkedIn. And these two things, like I believe if a person is active on LinkedIn and Stack Overflow, and mostly on Stack Overflow, because on Stack Overflow, we are helping others. So the recruiters can check like this person is helping others, giving back to the community. That means that this guy is a team player. And when we will hire him, he will help the other colleagues and his team as well. So yeah, it is very good platform to know about the person, the personality and the expertise that he has. Because obviously I know that you have a very strong Stack Overflow profile. So when I look at it, I know like you have these languages, you are very good in that. So with that, how does Stack Overflow ensure the quality of its content? Because you know there are a lot of spammers on the internet spamming all the platforms, not just Stack Overflow, all the platforms. So how does Stack Overflow keep intact the platform, makes it more meaningful? Because the whole platform is more user driven. So there can be a case that users post silly question and there are like stupid answers to that and make the platform not very useful.
You are right. This activity is done primarily by two factors. The first one is the moderators team, which do a very good job in detecting and eliminating from the platform the inappropriate questions or answer or comments. And the
Okay.
second factor is a system that Stack Overflow has in place in order to detect and remove spam or maybe inappropriate content. So maybe due to some policy, some content can be removed even before that the moderators team is gonna do this.
Okay. Yeah, that is good. There are like moderators involved as well because I even also didn't knew about that. I recently before the podcast checked it because there are like because I was also afraid that maybe if there are no moderators, then this platform can be a mess. So are there any alternatives to Stack Overflow, similar platforms that does the same work?
Yeah, for sure there are alternatives, but I would like to say that with the same quality, I think no, because there are, for example, GitHub issues,
Okay.
Quora or Reddit. But just as an example, GitHub issues, I used sometimes it, but it's focused on the specific package if we are talking about Golang or about a specific library. So you can ask some questions at the repro steps for that particular questions. You cannot ask, for example, an explanation about a data structure or an algorithm, because it's a more general questions and it's not specific to that stuff. So I think that with the same quality, Stack Overflow is the top that you can rely on.
Yeah, I also think because like GitHub issues is one of the website that is similar to Stack Overflow, but then again, like on GitHub issues, as you have mentioned previously in the talk, that the upvote system and downvote system, GitHub issues doesn't have that. So even if someone has provided the accurate solution, but it is down, like you have to scroll down and because this is the one that is working, this is the problem in GitHub issues. So you have to scroll a lot of issues, you have to check that, and then you might have to apply four or five different solutions, and it is they have not added that functionality that the right question, which everyone is upvoting, goes to the top, like Stack Overflow. So that's why, like, I believe GitHub issues, like, professionals, like, I would say, like, if a person is in this development for like for past 4 or 5 years, then they can use GitHub issues. Like, but for beginners, like with 1 or 2 years of experience, for them it is like very hectic, and I will not recommend like using that. And then it is specific to libraries. Like, for instance, I'm stuck in SendGrid, then I can check the problems related to that, not as you mentioned, like related to other general programming knowledge. So how has Stack Overflow impacted the programming community, and how it has helped the programming community so far?
Absolutely. For example, now you have another place to look for a solution to a particular complex problem. Let's suppose that you are in your company, in your team, and none of your team knows the particular solution to certain problems. Maybe you are going to escalate to the whole company, but the employees of your companies are limited, so are limited in numbers, I mean. So maybe no one knows the solution. And now with Stack Overflow, you can ask, you can post a question, maybe simplify the problem just to repro only the behavior, and the worldwide can help you in addressing this problem. So you can exploit the expertise of all of the world. So that's the first question, the first point to consider. And also another great point is that the questions and answer that you can find on the platform expand on the documentation of tools, software, or programming languages. Okay, because maybe the original documentation has some gray points, okay, something that could be explained better. And this question and answer will help you to clarify this. Maybe they add another use case for a particular feature. And so it's a smart way to expand on the documentation. And last thing, I will say that Stack Overflow has become the go-to resource for dealing with complex problems. So if you know that there is this last place where you can search for a solution.
I believe like every developer nowadays knows Stack Overflow or using Stack Overflow. All the guys I know, they are using Stack Overflow. So there will be very less people who are not aware of Stack Overflow and are in the development market. So yeah, it is a unicorn. And with that, my next question is, what is your final goal on Stack Overflow? Like, what you want to achieve on Stack Overflow and what you want to give to the community? So can you explain that?
Absolutely. My final goal of Stack Overflow is knowledge, knowledge, and knowledge, I would say, because I'm hungry of knowledge, and every day I would like to improve myself by learning something and mastering other stuff. Because I think that you can say that you have mastered the thing only if you are able to teach to others. Because when you are about to teach to others, you have to deep dive into it, face all of the borderline cases, and go really under the hood, let's say. And the second thing that is going on at the same pace is the share, because I would like to share knowledge with others. And sharing my knowledge with the community, because I'm really happy when I can help someone else, both in my company and also outside of my company. Because even if I don't know who I'm helping, I'm still happy because it's a kind thing, I think.
Yeah, you're right about the first part that when you teach other, you get to know about more of that particular topic. Like sometimes you think like, yeah, you know about this particular tech stack or a particular library, but when you start teaching, then there are like a lot of little things. Then you're like, yeah, Let me go to the documentation and check that. And then even the other person asks some question regarding some particular category and you're like, oh, what is this? And then you have to go check it. And then in that way, by teaching others, you get even more better in that particular domain. So I will definitely agree with that. Plus, on top of that, as you mentioned, like helping others, it obviously gives you that very good feeling then, like in Stack Overflow, like if you ask, if somebody asks a question and you reply it and they're like, yeah, it is very helpful and it's very good. It solves my problem. I was stuck on this problem for like past 3 days. And then like, and usually like it takes like 1 minute to reply, like, and you know that thing. So it is like just 1 minute. And for that person, you solve like 3-4 days problem. So then you get like very good feeling that, yeah, I am very useful giving back to the community. And yeah, it creates a very good, I would say, healthy cycle. Because when we are like young, when we started development, we are asking questions. And then when you eventually grow in your career, then you mostly reply to the question. And in some cases, you also ask questions, but then it creates a very good circle on Stack Overflow. So with that, my last questions is like, because you have like such an amazing like 8-9 years of experience in development, and then you are very active on Stack Overflow, also giving a lot of presentations and public appearance as well. So what are your tips that you can give to the viewers on getting most out of Stack Overflow, and how they can give back to the community, and if they are new, how they can learn from Stack Overflow and can ask questions on it?
Okay, I would say to divide my tips into two categories, the one for questions and another one for answers. Let's start with the questions. First of all, I suggest you to, before posting a request, do your own research, because maybe someone else has already asked the question, the exact same question, and maybe someone else has already answered to that particular question. So I think that you don't have to post too often questions on Stack Overflow, but first you have to struggle yourself with the problem. And then if you don't know how to solve it, and you actually don't know how to solve it, you can post a question. And when you are about to post a question, you should be as much specific as you can, okay? So you will get accurate answer. And so you don't have to ask two generic questions or maybe objectivity question, okay? Because on Stack Overflow, you cannot ask opinion-based questions. Back to the answer instead, if you are about to answer a question, keep in mind to be kind, and to be kind, because maybe not all the people have the same background. Maybe you are more experienced in a thing, but someone else is smarter than you in another thing. So you should keep this in mind, that we can learn anything from everyone. So keep this in mind while you are about to answer, and also try to not reply with one line answer, but add a little explanation, because just to explain what your code snippet means, okay? Not just reply with the code snippet, because maybe the people, the person that asked the question cannot get the real meaning of your answer just only by the code snippet, okay? So spend a little bit of time to explain and be and make your answer more clearer.
Yeah, that is some good tips from you. And with that, I believe this is it. So thank you so much, Ivan, for joining us. So have
thanks
a nice
for
day.
Having me.
Yeah,
see you
thanks,
in the next
man.
Time.
See you. Bye bye.